This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
You are listening to the Two Fat Lattes. Benny and Frank with you. Did I turn you on, Benny?
I think so. I can't hear myself.
I can't hear you either. Hang on. I haven't turned you on.
Oh, you have now?
I have now.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant radio here at Joy 94.9.
That's so bad.
When's the training program starting? And we've got a work experience person here tonight.
Yes, we have.
We're supposed to be on our best behaviour.
So I'm making all the mistakes possible known to man. So he's going to critique
us. Yes, Chris is going to take very close notes.
He can give us an analysis at the end of the show.
You can be this good after 10 years too.
He might be my voice stand-in too.
Oh, because
he's got a beautiful English voice as well.
English?
Yes.
Oh.
You weren't listening closely.
I didn't hear an accent.
I did.
Oh, did you? Well, look at you and your EFD. You've got an ear for detail.
Ear for detail. Mm. Not I. Beth Ditto.
Who is this Beth Ditto?
She's the lead singer of The Gossip.
Oh,
yeah, The Gossip. Music for men.
You love her.
I do love her.
Did you want to get her on the show?
I'd love to get her on
the
show.
Just put the word out there.
Do you think
secret?
Do you think she listens to the Two Fat Lattes?
No, but if you secret it. She may switch on the radio accidentally.
Do you think so?
Yeah, she may be sitting in a barina.
I've tried the secret. It doesn't work.
Oh, because you don't believe it.
Is that the problem?
You can't say that.
It's true.
You can't say I tried it and didn't believe it. Of course it didn't work. Did you try it on a hairstyle? You did. Yes, it didn't work.
I was about to say something I shouldn't, but I won't. So how was your week?
Lovely. I was just looking at Steve getting his handbag. I said, oh, Katie Noonan forgot her handbag. And he goes, no, that's mine.
Has it been a long week? I hear you've been in aircon, not in
aircon.
Oh,
we've got aircon crisis.
Did it just fall into the roof or something?
Well, something happened. Like, we noticed there was like this big bowl. Like, it was like, you know when a volcano erupts?
Yeah.
There's a magma surge.
Right. Is that what happened?
Well, you know, like the earth swells. Well, we had the in reverse.
It was like 2012.
The ceiling started to swell.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like a little bubble.
And one of the girls came up and she goes, oh, my God, did you notice these big lumps? And I was going, what are you talking about? And then, like, it was dripping. She goes, oh, my God, the lump's dripping.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, take your secretions elsewhere, young lady.
Was it dripping in?
Well, something
was the lump on the like on the inside.
Yes, like the plasterboard was so soaked. It looked like Oprah had been sitting in the ceiling. You know that kind of. Can you if the ceiling was made of Glad wrap? Just imagine the shape of Oprah's ass above your head.
Oh, nice! Yeah. So you don't want to sit under that.
Oh, imagine if it fell.
Would have been just a big puddle of water.
Yeah. Like her waters broke.
Oh, not good.
When Oprah's water breaks, like the Mississippi.
So it's not a good time to really be without aircon, really.
Not really.
Not this week,
no,
anyway.
No, but today, you know, but I did try because, you know, I'm going to say something and then everyone's going to hate me for saying it.
Oh,
but
don't
say
it.
Remember when everyone was bitching and moaning about daylight savings?
Yeah, that would have been me.
Now everyone's bitching and moaning about it being hot.
Yeah.
And this is when I just want to grab a wooden spoon, a wooden shoe, anything wooden to throw at people.
See, you know, Melburnians aren't used to 7 days long heat.
Get over
of
it.
Above 30 degrees.
It's called summer. Suck it up,
it's
princess.
It's not. It's spring. It's the beginnings.
We're facing the sun, aren't we? Didn't the earth tilt?
Yeah, it's tilting a lot at the moment.
I went to pick Frank up tonight. And I was waiting out the front in the car. I was like, you know, doing something.
I haven't heard this story. Should this go to air?
Yes.
Right.
Anyway.
Who are you telling?
I'm telling the world. All right.
I haven't vetted this.
So I'm waiting in the car, and then Domi comes out and says, you know, like, do you want to come in? And, you know, because it's cooler inside. I went, okay, because Frank's not here yet. So I'm like, okay. So we go inside, and, you know, because often I don't bump into Domi. Anyway, we went down to the back. We had the aircon on, and he had, like, they had the big screen on, and they were playing, he was playing videos. Like, and I was going, oh my God, I didn't know you were into popular culture. Anyway, but he was playing Madonna videos, which shocked me even more. And he said, do you want to sit down and watch Madonna videos? And I went, no. But anyway, I will sit down and watch Madonna. So I said, which one's your favourite? So he popped on some Madonna video, the new one.
Celebration. Mm. I think and that's then, when I arrived.
And then, like, I felt like, because, you know, I was thinking, oh, yeah, here she is. You know, she's like 50 not out. But she's still sticking her fingers in a Monte Carlo. It's like, how... at what age is that not appropriate?
I don't know.
Cause, you know,
someone
needs to have a talk to her.
Sit her down.
Get your fingers out of it. Can you make a video? Then I said, can you flick to the next one? And there she was again, sticking her fingers in it. And I was going, does she ever not touch it?
I don't know. She must have got that from Michael Jackson when they went out briefly.
What is with Michael Jackson and her?
I don't know.
Like they're constantly,
maybe because they're 80s icons.
Like constantly digging for nuggets. It's like, can you leave the taco alone, please?
I wonder if Britney's doing that in her concert.
Well, she just sits on car seats without her undies on. Has she done that in Melbourne yet?
No, but she's in a big cage. I did see on the news.
In a cage?
She's in a cage and she's throwing herself about.
How appropriate. Not a trash can. like Oscar. But I was just saying, like, I want her to get out of a taxi with no jocks on.
Why? She's done that.
No, because then the headlines would be Brits Bits Down Under.
Yeah, we're just reading some emails, actually.
Yes. Well, we must have had a blockage in our cable.
More blue cable.
We had a blue cable, and now we just got sprayed in the face with, like, text messages.
We sure did.
We had a message facial. our first... There's a message here.
Don't make me laugh. I can't laugh.
Oh, darling. The hot weather is rainbow-tastic. This listener says it's from Daniel. And
thanks,
he says, all the hot fellas are at the beach. See, now there's a positive about the hot weather.
It is a positive. Yes, you're right.
You can go down the beach and get an eyeful. So congratulations, Daniel, for adapting to the hot weather. I love organisms that can...
Organisms?
That can adapt.
Well, that's good. Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because you're not adapting fast enough. Then we've got we've got a message here from Nev from Lav.
As in Laverton.
Yes, okay. Laverton and Shirley. You boys are funny. Thank you.
Thanks, Nev.
Did you like the mashup?
I did. I like the concept.
You've
got to get the right songs.
But so I've been drilling my friends on Facebook to send me links to, like, mashups.
Oh, okay. And have they been forthcoming?
Jason sent a couple.
Has he?
Yeah.
Some people who spend their lifetime on Facebook have got really good links.
Yes, a lot of, yes, they do. So anyway, you can't, I am a fan of Duran Duran. I love a bit of Duran Duran action.
I know, you are.
And how much nicer is it, you know, mixed in with a bit of Freak, Le Chic?
Well, yeah, whatever tickles you.
I take full responsibility for that one. I can tell your angry gene's been activated.
No, not angry. No, not at all.
The unhappy gene.
No. I just wanted it to be one or the other.
Oh, do you?
You know, sometimes that happens.
Get some colour into you. You're so beige sometimes. The king of beige is in town.
Who?
Tiger Woods.
Oh, is he beige?
Are you excited?
He wears tan pants.
Are you excited?
Not really.
Neither am I. What the
Why
hell?
Why are people excited
What
by
is going
that?
On with Beige Australia?
Is it because he can hit a ball?
He can hit a small ball
into a little hole.
Hello.
Wow, what a feat.
Talent. But what I don't get is why the taxpayers had to pay for it.
Oh, did we pay?
We paid for it.
No.
We paid for some...
For him to win money.
So corporate people could sit in a box and watch him for free.
Well, I heard that people that... You know how celebrity, they do celebrity stuff?
Oh, what sort?
You know, they go off and they do a celebrity, like the motor racing. They have a celebrity event.
Oh, do they do...
They did it with the golf.
They do a celebrity tee off.
Yes, and Daniel McPherson apparently hit people in the face with a ball.
He what?
Hit people in the face with the
ball. That's not the first time he's hit people in the face with his balls.
So I thought that was kind of...
he's an old turkey slapper.
I thought it was quite fun.
Yeah, well, it does sound fun, especially if Daniel was doing it.
Yes. Mm.
For the first time in about 15 years, I actually was at someone's house and they had, you know, they had free-to-air television.
Excuse me, I've got free-to-air television.
And so we had to watch 60 minutes.
Shock horror.
We had to watch 60 minutes.
Hey, they are expanding that.
But I didn't realize...
There's an extra three stations
what's
now.
What's the bird's name? Is it Liz Hayes?
Oh,
is
she on there? I don't know. They've changed all... I don't watch it.
She looked... I can't remember who she was, but she was... She used to be on, like, in 1985.
Carrie Ann.
Was Carrie Ann...
No, she's not on 60 Minutes.
No, she's not a journalist.
I think she might be, but she's not on 60
Minutes.
She's
no journalist.
Liz Hayes, you're probably right.
Liz Hayes, I'm sure it was.
She was on the Today
Show. But
she
looked a bit like Barbara Walters.
Maybe that's what they're going for.
Oh, the serious journal look.
Barbara Walters, no. Yes, let's tell people about the Homer Helpline,
shall
we? Well,
the Homer Helpline is something that Frank and I started about.
Let's not give the historical analysis.
Oh, I thought you wanted a jig, you know, that kind of like... You know, National Geographic.
I don't need tables and graphs, thanks. Just let people know what it's about.
How did it start?
I think because we saw the OMO helpline on
That's
telly.
That's right.
We thought, how appropriate.
We love
it. We'll put a H in front of that.
What happened to the OMO helpline?
I see. The HOMO helpline's still going.
But the OMO didn't. Is that like the Ponds Institute?
A little bit.
Yeah. And we're like the Ponds Institute here, aren't we?
We're very useful with information.
Yes, people write into us and we don't reply.
we give the wrong information.
We love giving the wrong information.
I was so impressed by our listeners, though.
Why?
Taking a Wednesday night out to write me an email or write us an email.
They were itching. Weren't they?
They were.
So apparently if you do go www.twofatlattes.com and you click on mailbag or Homo Helpline.
Is it apparently?
Apparently. It does work.
And we've got Graham out there who does receive old school.
But he can't write.
Really?
Yes.
Does he have trouble? It's the glasses.
He writes in Latin.
He's
so old school. Beryl writes and she goes, "Hi guys, you're hilarious. Still looking for true love." Cricket sound effect. Beryl, she says, I would like to make a request. Somewhere down the crazy river by Robbie Robinson.
Who's
now,
that?
Beryl, you know, if we were just any other radio station, we'd quickly jump into the library, grab that CD and play it for you. But seeing we're the two fat lattes, we try and vet it, don't we?
We do.
We put it through a little strainer and we try and catch the lumps, and you're the lump we caught. Because that song is very sad and I'm not playing it.
And it is the Homer Helpline. You're with Benny and Frank.
It certainly is.
And we're going to talk about the office Christmas party, which is looming.
You know, I do like to end the show with Kris Kringle and Christmas parties, but I think we really
end
need...
End the show?
Because, you know, it does... I get very passionate about it. And I often have a little rant and rave.
A little.
Yes. But
just a small one.
I wasn't sure whether we should go off, you know, because usually, you know, like when they do the Sky Show or the fireworks, they always let the big one off last.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure if it's going to work letting off the big one early.
Oh, okay. Well, let's give it a go.
Let's give it a go. It is a drought and the grass is desiccated. The state's liable
like
to go.
Like coconut.
Yes. This listener has written in because... This poor beige person who works in some sort of corporate Australia office. Well, they thought that I might be interested in having a look at the menu.
Menu, yeah, I know.
And it's I was very interested, let me just say, I was very interested at the clip art on the menu. Because,
they've toiled over that, Benny.
Yeah, you know there's been some sort of like Cro-Magnon twin sitting at a computer sort of rummaging through like discs and discs of clip art trying to find a turkey and a Christmas pudding and a Christmas tree.
Did they find it?
They did. The bay should not be trusted with cut and paste.
Really? Does it did not come off?
And the layout, can I just say, of this menu? One, the border is like miniature.
What's the border?
It's miniature holly.
Oh,
because Australia gorgeous. Just reeks of holly.
It is. It is yeah. very, very Christmassy.
Christmas theme.
They should have surrounded it in prawns.
They should have surrounded it in shit because this menu is crap.
Dear.
Now, what happens is you rock up. I'm not going to out anyone. Don't reveal. I'm not outing. God, I'd love to. But I'm not outing. So you rock up at 5.
At 5, okay.
Yeah.
Is it on a Friday?
So that's lousy number one. Can we just put a little mark there, lousy number one? Oh. How many lousy points do you get for after work Christmas party? How many Britney Spears can we give it?
That's lousy.
How many Brits can we give it?
I think a good 10.
10 Brits?
For the time, you know, you can't start it at 5.
Well,
it needs to kick off earlier.
Celebration
yeah,
and
it's
Christmas
a wind down.
Starts after lunch.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It does.
That starts at 2. That evokes Christmas spirit.
It does.
Let's stop today, finish at 2, and head off for the Christmas party.
What a great idea.
And let's have a few drinks.
Before or after?
Let's have a Campari and soda. Like Campari
yeah,
and
are there drinks on that menu?
No, there's not.
Is it BYO?
How about iced water? No.
No.
You get 20 Britney points for you have to pay $35.
Oh. Is that for going at 5?
Yeah, you, the employee, has to pay.
I see, that's...
Nah.
Nah.
If I'm generating income for a company, they can pay. They one day in the year, they can buy me a barramundi and a drink.
That's not
they?
Asking for much.
So anyway, at this luxurious dinner, you get 2 courses.
Two. They've outdone themselves.
1, 2. And you pay $35.
Wow.
And drinks are extra. sell that to me. So number one on the menu is a baked barramundi fillet.
Nice.
That sounds all right.
It does sound all right.
The clip art's lousy. In fact, I think the clip art is one of those salmon.
It's a tuna.
It looks like a salmon, but the salmon when it reaches the end of the river, you know how they change sex?
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
How can you tell that?
Because their head swells up. Like they get that big lump on their back. Their head, and then they.
What's the bit under it? Is that an eel?
It's shadow. What else is scary is seasonal vegetables. And then you get roast garlic and herb baby potatoes. Okay, so then that's number one. You can have
Is it an A and B situation?
A and B. The next one is a combination grilled turkey breast.
Oh.
There's moisture for you. And Virginia ham served
More moisture.
Yeah, served with the same garlic and herb potato baby potatoes okay. thing. And some cranberry juice. So there. So I suppose the cranberry juice is giving you your moisture on your dry breast.
The cranberry juice must do that.
That sounds like a red pearl necklace. So you're either having dry fish or dry turkey and you've got to buy a drink to swallow it.
Oh.
They do need a third course.
Really?
Quickies. So it's Homo Helpline.
It is. I'm going to do the one that we received Tuesday.
Let's do it.
We should have given it precedence, but
do I need surgical gloves?
Yeah, whack them on.
Okay.
Have you got everything else? Thanks for the sound effect. Dear Benny and Frank.
Yes.
I write to you under the looming shade of a forthcoming dinner party.
Oh.
And I fear.
Yes.
It might be quite beige.
Oh.
So he has a premonition.
Yeah.
The hostess of the evening is a dear, dear friend.
Yeah, it's going to be
beige. I added the extra dear.
Yeah, it's going to be. Oh, it's beige.
I'm embellishing.
He's kind of buttering it up.
Okay.
You know it's going to be beige.
And nor why?
Because he's kind of like making excuses for
it. Oh,
her.
Yes.
He wants to say not only beige, she's bloody grey.
Oh, really grey?
He wants to go grey, but he's going to go beige.
Okay. And normally. Okay, let me. The hostess of the evening is a dear friend and normally exudes all colours of the spectrum.
Normally.
See, I'll underline that. But under the pressure, I believe she may come down with a touch of beige flu.
She will. You know that they will. Beige people cannot, because they try to work with colour, and when you mix all those colours up, it just goes brown.
It does.
It does. And have you ever, you go to dinner parties and you know all this, see, Pete, when they
you're getting excited. I've only got the first paragraph
I know,
out.
But I'm just busting.
Let me finish it.
Okay.
She has asked me to help her out with the dinner preparations. What can I do to ward off the beige? I have already dropped hints about homemade dips.
Oh, you can't.
Tuna and pasta dishes.
She'd been eating at your house.
I was waiting for that.
Has she been eating at your house?
And rolled up pieces of meat.
You can't have a dinner party with tuna pasta.
In the over and something to stay away from.
They are.
Let me get to paragraph 3. I should also make note. I'm getting hot seat.
Yep.
I should also make note that all guests will be around 19 to 20 years old. So I haven't had that young at my place.
Oh, well, that's not a dinner party.
Including me.
Young crew can do themselves.
So Bryce from Heathmont wants our advice. He wants it to be colourful.
I've got the fabulosity calculator out.
Is it working for you?
19 plus 20 plus 20 plus 20 plus 20
equals a hell of a good time.
Very messy.
I think they should take the dinner party out of the dining room.
Yeah, your dinner party
into a different environment.
Your dinner party's going to be a bit Big Brother, bit Corey Worthington.
Do you reckon because of the age?
Yeah. See, when people rock up in board
maybe
shorts,
they should advertise it on Facebook and make it really beige and invite people they don't know.
No, actually, inviting people you don't know could be quite fabulous.
Yes, but it could result in a Corey Worthington party.
Corey Worthington with a bit of glitter could have gone off big time.
Do you think so?
Yes. It wouldn't have got out of control. Think of it like using a high speed mixer in just a bowl.
Right.
You know, the beige would just try and do it in a bowl and it sprays everywhere. Where the rainbows go that extra mile and get a bit of Tupperware with the lid with the hole in it so it doesn't spray anywhere. They go that extra mile.
They think of all the issues that you could have with it. Yes, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
All the problems.
They prepare for spillage. See, my greatest fear, they're not going to have anything for them to do.
Right, okay.
You know, they're not going to have anything prepared because a lot of those people can't talk. Have you tried having a conversation? Have you had a conversation?
Yeah, dinner party conversation with a 19-year-old doesn't result in very much. You're right. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So they need the alcohol.
And there's that really good look of quite a lot of times, like you'll have a little conversation. You go, how are you? Blah, blah, what do you do? Blah. And then you realise after 20 minutes of talking to them, they haven't asked you one single question.
That's true.
And so then you've got to kind of sit down with them and go, listen, this is how conversation works. Because they need to get through the next 3 hours of the evening. And by asking a question, it's going to burn up a bit of time.
So you're thinking it's going to be quite dull?
No.
Because of the age?
Well,
Bryce, we have no solution
See, if it was up to me, I'd like to mix it up a bit. Have a few different age groups.
That's all. Often good to mix up the age groups and people that don't know each other as well. Not everyone that knows each other is good.
And I like to mix it up. I like to have some cute people and some fugglies. Because I want to force the cute people that it's okay to do fuggly. And I put myself in that category.
I'm not coming to a dinner party at your house.
Why aren't the cute people all talk to you? Your weekend's just begun.
It has just begun. We've got a live one, Benny.
Have we? We've got someone on the phone.
Got a live one.
A homo on the phone-o.
That's right. Hello, Jason, I believe.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks,
Hello,
doll.
Jason.
What are you up to?
Why are you laughing?
Just relaxing, actually. Well, I have a homo helpline.
Have you got clothes on?
Oh, no, not that relaxed.
Oh, not that relaxed.
No.
How can we help you this evening?
Oh, look, I'm in a real dilemma, and Ooh. It's a work-related homo helpline.
Oh, okay.
You sound traumatised.
You sound... Do we need to give you a little tranquilizer or something?
I think so.
A little pre-med? Would you like a little pre-med?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, here you go. Pop it in.
Thanks for going with it.
Basically, my workplace, ages and ages ago, my supervisor, who's a male supervisor, commented on the fragrance I was wearing.
Oh, yeah.
And
So you were wearing some?
Yes, I was, okay. For a change. Yeah, so I told him what it was.
Mm.
And now this would have been, I would say, at least about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But the other day, my supervisor came in and it was like... just announced to everyone, it was quite a major event actually, that he'd bought this new fragrance.
Oh, he stole it from you.
Yeah, the problem I've got
He stole your scent.
The scent is my scent.
He wants to smell like you.
I know, and now...
He's in love with you, Jason.
Well,
is he a rainbow or a beige?
No, he's beige, but he's... Well, let's just say it's kind of metrosexual, isn't
beige
it?
Beige by name, not by nature.
Yeah. I'm upset because there's mixed messages in the office now. Like, as soon as I walk in and the door opens, there's no waft of, here's Jason. But if
everyone, they smell the smell and think it's you.
Yeah, but then if the supervisor walks in, it's like Jason, like substitute or Jason
you know what's
imposter. He's an imposter.
Jason, can I suggest something?
You know what's scary about that for me?
What?
He can now... commit crimes against humanity and you'll be blamed for it.
I know.
So, because some CSI agent's going to come and go, oh, Jason's been here.
So do I have to now change my fragrance or do I have to...
Of course you do.
That's what I was going to suggest. Maybe you should.
That's what us rainbows do. We start trends. When Madonna gets hold of them, we move on. We start another one. And then she just feeds the beige people.
That's right. A good rainbow will always move on.
You must adapt.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking maybe I should drop the hint that he should change his fragrance.
No, but you know what? You could throw him off the scent and you can tell him. What you do now is you tell him that it's really trendy to smell like patchouli or geranium oil.
Yep.
Go like a natural oil.
Okay.
And you say, look, how fabulous. And what you might need to do is you might need to sacrifice your pulse for a couple of weeks and just put some geranium oil on.
Yep.
And you go, how fabulous is this? And then he'll go, oh my God, I'm just busting to wear some geranium. And then he will then smell like shit and you can just move on to a new fragrance. You know, we were in the car earlier this evening and I was telling you how I was flicking through radio stations and I heard, because a lot of people don't like us bagging, you know how we were bagging Britney before?
Yeah.
And I mean, she's...
Because not many people
talented.
Are doing that.
She's talented. But anyway...
In her own way.
Anyway, I was listening to the young James Scrow.
Who's that?
You know, he does the news on, I can't remember the station, but he...
It's on a radio station.
And you were saying, oh, that's a very Sicilian name. And I said, yes, it is.
It is a very Sicilian.
Scrow is a very Sicilian name.
Yeah.
Anyway, and he was saying that, you know, Australians should be ashamed of themselves for making fun of Britney. But then when we were driving and we listened to Bridge... Bridgie Didge, and they were playing all those Australian...
Bridge.
Yeah, Bridgie Didge on Campervan, and she played that Helen Reddy song.
I Am Woman.
And you said to me, oh my God, why is she playing Helen Reddy? And I said, oh, because Helen Reddy's doing a show in Melbourne. And you said, yeah, well, you just did it again.
Yeah,
and
is
I
she?
Said, yeah, and I said, yes, she is. But she's doing it with that news presenter from... the news presenter from Triple M, James Scrow. And you said, really? And I said, yes, and Steady Eddie. The show's called Ready Steady Scrow.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.